position and is ready to receive television when the crew sends.
This is Houston. I've got your antenna op plan here.
All right, stand by.
And
are you ready for the TV?
Roger, we're ready. Receiving the picture yet. I'll give you a mark when it starts coming in here.
Okay, we're sending.
This is Houston. It looks like we're going to lose your high gain antenna in about 30 seconds. Suggest you wait until we reacquire the next rotation on the high gain. Over.
Roger. Okay, will you give us a mark when that will be? And go ahead. Are those react angles still good?
Roger. What we'd like you to do is we'll command Omni Delta when we start losing signal strength here, and then you should go manual on the high gain antenna, and we'll give you a mark when to go back to automatic, and we'll switch you back into high gain. This will eliminate any LOS. If you stayed in automatic react, we'd have LOS about 36% of the time. You're not in close enough yet, though, so that we can get TV on the Omni. Over.
Okay, great. That sounds great, Bruce.
And I'll give you a call when to go back into auto and try and give you a couple minutes warning for the TV. I think it's better this way than if you start out and run on TV for a minute or so, then have to break it up and start again.
Agreed.
Negative 10. This is Houston. You should be in manual at the present time on a high gain antenna.
Great. Roger, I am Jack. I'm waiting for your mark to acquire an high gain again.
Roger.
To reacquire the high gain antenna in about 3 minutes. This is Houston, over.
Go, Bruce.
Roger. At 14723 GET, we'd like you to go to auto on the high gain antenna. We'll expect acquisition almost immediately. You'll be in AOS with the high gain for about 11 minutes, over.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
window at the beginning and the moon out of the right hand at the end. You're getting very noisy now. Say again.
Roger, do you have a picture?
Not yet. We've got to get you on high gain first.
Roger.
Hey, we got a picture.
Black and white picture coming in now.
Roger.
Color will come in any second.
4,000 miles out. This is the Earth. Half Earth. It's... Packer, you just sent us Apollo 10, 184,000 miles out. This is the Earth. Half Earth. It's about to... Under the moon right now. We have practically a full moon. The Earth, as you can see it right now, is Terminator is going right across the middle of the Atlantic. You see that big circular weather belt that goes up across the across the east coast of the United States, covers up Florida, and it appears that some sort of point is in the Gulf of Mexico between Florida and Texas. It's difficult to make out any land masses, and I doubt that you could see any, but with a binocular, I can see Cuba, Haiti, and the Indies, and most of South America, which is cloud covered. The central United States appears to be open, and as well as the western United States, as far as I can see. The orientation that our spacecraft is in is about 90 degrees to our plane of travel. We are pointed up with our axis, our main propulsion system axis, up at the North Stars, so that we're in a rotation called a passive thermal control mode. We rotate 360 degrees at the rate of 3/10 of a degree per second. And what that means is that first, starting with our right window, passing through the hatch window, and going through the left window, and then passing out through the optics, we have the full northern solar Earth moon plane. And at each revolution, we see the Earth passes through the right window, the center window, and the left window, followed by the moon